This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Ah, welcome back. Leroy, I'm sorry about last hour. That Jennifer did that to you. But mostly, I hope you can forgive us and bless us with a weather update. From Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Rude AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
Raining cats and toes?
Well, I mean,
I got to get myself before.
If I was immature, I would say you're heading over to the Windtoplex, but I'm not going to do that.
I mean, he could have ran, you know.
If I was immature,
you could have read.
I would prefer
ankle and toes dry cleaning.
All out with the giggles.
I didn't.
Oh, you giggled. You giggled.
I didn't.
What about ankles and toes dry cleaning?
You want
to? That's
there's A&T. Other people in the room, Leroy.
I'm just saying it's called A&T, ankle and toes.
Probably cloudy. Wind's coming out of the southeast.
So defeated.
About 10 to 15 miles an hour.
Is it going to rain?
It rained yesterday. You might get a couple of showers coming off the ocean because it is rather warm.
What about that tow pressure system?
What did you say?
Nothing.
Huh.
Why'd you want me to repeat it, Jennifer?
Told you, she's the one stirring this all up.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. I expect that from him, not you.
Yep, disappointed in her.
Yes, very disappointed.
Dead South, can I get one more?
Al Roker, Al Toker.
No more. Enough.
Really?
Tap machine.
That usually means just send me all you got.
Point for Twitcher.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Home of the pricey toe.
Oh, no. Even Volkswagen's
that
getting
my
in
fault.
It.
That's just what it's called. That's how the read goes.
Yeah, sing the jingle. Why nothing?
I'm sorry.
Leroy.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the pricey toe. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. Toyota.
He's back on the hardwood tonight against the Brooklyn Nets. It's 7:30. You can hear that game right here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Preheat gets going at 6:15.
Wait, those,
No Tyler Hero tonight.
Why?
What's wrong?
Toe contusion.
Toe contusion.
No bet. That's just what it is.
That's how this all started.
Nikola Jovic.
You're gonna make me not like you're gonna make me not like Tyler.
Nikola Jovic elbow injury, Pelle Larsson ankle. They are out. Norman Powell probable. He said to reporters that he expects to play. Man, crazy. Florida Panthers stay hot. The Cats, they beat the Kings yesterday, 3-2.
Good game, except for that crazy goal.
Yeah, if you guys didn't see it yesterday, the Cats were up 3-1, and then poor Gustav Forsling, just trying to clear out a bark, bounces off one of the Kings and goes in the net past Tarasov. It was crazy. Carter Verhaeghe, Papa Swag, he stays hot.
Verhaeghe out of the zone, threads it ahead. Here's Marchand, right circle, pulls up, hands it back. Petrie, a drive, and then hit Perry, a rebound out front, bouncing puck, and they score! Carter Verhaeghe spun it to the net in close, and it just got over the goal line, and the Panthers lead for the first time tonight with 12:56 to go here in the second. And that may have been tapped at along the goal line. It may be Sam Bennett's goal. 12:56 to go in the second, and the Panthers are up one.
It wasn't Sam Bennett. It was Carter Verhaeghe's, but then Sam Bennett would get his zone deflection off. It was all deflection yesterday. Crazy.
Well, I was listening to the pregame, and he said it's going to be ugly goals.
Mm.
And lo and behold, all crazy. The goals were ugly.
But the Cats are back in a wild card spot now. So
why are we worried about this in December?
I don't know.
Okay.
I was more worried about the injuries. Too many.
Right. But they're starting to come back. So the fact that they're coming back now. Now, would you agree with this? Hockey, home field matters the least.
Home ice?
Home ice.
Yeah. I mean, the Panthers have done it everywhere.
As long as you have a great goaltender, you're good.
Right. But I'm just saying, of all the sports, football probably matters the most. But baseball, hockey, and what else? Baseball, hockey, and basketball, it doesn't matter.
Oh, if you got a guy, as long as you got a guy, you can go on the other team.
I feel like NBA, it's mattering less and less, too.
Right, because nobody makes it to Game 7.
Well, no, you do. They made it to Game 7 last year in the finals.
I can't speak to it. The Heat have won a home game. They have, what, 8 straight home playoff losses?
Yeah.
You know, it's been
a killer. They almost rather play on the road.
Their last two wins were in Denver. Their last three wins were in Boston, in Denver, in Boston.
Right.
Hey, their last win was Game 3.
Game 3.
Two finals. I mean, Eastern Conference finals.
Yep. Ugh. Anyway, Miami Dolphins, of course, a lot of focus on them and where they're at with this whole quarterback thing. Tua Tagovailoa.
If he was that confident that Quinn Ewers could be better,
mm-hmm.
they would have put him in before now. I think now it is, let's save Tua from himself and then put somebody in there and see what they can do. And well, it still ain't Zach Wilson.
We got to take a break to get back on clock, but when we do, Tua responds to the idea, is he done with the Miami Dolphins? Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you. Oh, Nick Saban on the television. What do you think he thinks about Reuben Bain saying God bless those guys?
He's probably one of those guys that are saying, hey, when you talk all that trash, you putting
rat poison
your teammates. You know what I mean? You putting your teammates, you might be able to handle it. Everybody can't handle it.
Mm-hmm. Yeesh. That smile, dude. Oh, man. He is thinking a lot of thoughts about what he's going to do to Texas A&M come Saturday afternoon, which, by the way, of course, you can hear right here on QAM. 8 o'clock our coverage gets going, 8 a.m. For the noon kickoff from College Station. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr. with the call. And Hollywood and Brian Monroe will get you set for all the action as the Canes start their playoff run on Saturday. The Dolphins, they're out of the playoffs. So now we have seventh-round rookies to look forward to.
What? Oh, my goodness.
Just turn off the chat, dude. Just turn it off. Just turn it off.
I was looking at I was on X.
Oh.
And I just saw something that Cam Newton implies he doesn't get paid the same as Tom Brady and Tony Romo on TV because he's black. That's why I went.
I gotcha.
Yeah. All right. As you were.
Tua. He's still getting paid a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
But he's not sure if it's going to be with the Finns. Here was Tua yesterday.
Do you think you played your last time?
I'm not too sure. I can't predict the future. I can't, you know, predict any of that. So it is what it is. And as I said, got to help out Q, got to help out Zach, whoever the starter is or is going to be. Do what I can to help them in that role and helping the team win games.
Hmm. I know what that sounds like.
Hmm. Like what?
Rats off a ship.
So...
sounds like he's going to go play for the Colts.
So one of the problems that, like, one of the things that I think you need to be aware of when you're going through this is that who else is going to sign up for this? Right? And you've played poorly this year.
Who's going to sign up for just the way he acts?
No. I don't care about how you act. The way you played.
Yeah.
But when the way you act is magnified by the way you play.
But there's also less of a magnification when you're not paying him ridiculous money. So, like, somebody will give it a chance. We talk about the quarterback slacking all over the place. Somebody will kick the tires. Dude, never? You don't think
there's,
so?
There's only a couple of situations where it worked out. Now it's not. Geno Smith
in Seattle. Yep.
Okay, but now it's not.
Yep.
That's it. All the other quarterbacks were good at one point.
Darnold.
Sam Darnold. Wow, yeah, he might be the number one seed. And how do you think the Vikings feel?
Well, they're a little they got their rookie doing the gritty, or their second year guy doing the
gritty. I don't know. He's on
he's
that.
He's played well.
He's on that tour coming to the league. I just think that, you know, if I were Tua, I would have said this. And I know that I'm not and he's not me. But you have to say, listen, it's all irrelevant because if I don't play better, I'm not going to be playing anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to do what's ever necessary to get back to what I was, to be in the quarterback that I know I can be, because this isn't acceptable. People would understand that. People would even sympathize with you, right? But to say, nah, I don't know, things happen or whatever, like acting as if though and insinuating that the only reason why you're not playing is because they don't like you anymore. No, you earned it.
Yeah.
And so you got to, you know, this right here doesn't get you a job on any team. And he needs, like, he got to own it.
No pouting.
Right. Got to own it.
Mike McDaniel was asked yesterday if Stephen Ross had any say
Hold
in
on.
This.
Hold on. Hmm? Hold on.
What's up?
I'm blocking off some time for.
Yep.
Mike okay, McDaniel yeah. answer. Okay,
set
go.
Set the timer.
Ready, set the timer. Wait. No, let's see.
Ross have input on the decision.
No, I think, you know, since the day that he hired me, he hired a head coach for to make these types of decisions. I think he, you know, as he got to where he is in business to hire experts for things, I think he's super competitive, and he, you know, is very interested in the preparation and then after the outcome, you know, the whys and what fors. But, you know, I think he's very tactful in not trying to, you know, sway me because he wants me to do the right thing for the right reasons, not pretending to know the ins and outs of the daily activity that, you know, we spend our lives doing.
Hmm.
Did he, like, insult him?
I wasn't listening.
Oh.
I was too busy counting down.
Nah, he was trying to give himself props.
Give himself props?
Yeah.
I kind of felt like he was almost like, listen, nah. I don't need Stephen Ross's input on this.
He was trying to say Stephen doesn't need to be involved in, like, the everything that goes on. That's why
why would Stephen Ross want to be invested? Why would he not want any input on a quarter billion dollar mistake?
He's been in business for a long time, and the reason why he's successful is because he delegates to the right people to take.
You better hope he don't delegate your ass off the team.
No, that's what he was trying to say. He's like, you know,
you think Stephen Ross invests in $250 million in a building that tilts? You think that
he didn't want to, but you told him to. See, that's the thing. People don't like. I don't.
Yeah, he went to bat.
You went up to bat for that man. So you know, yeah, you're an item.
I don't think he can come back, dude. I got to be honest with you, and I don't think the Dolphins are missing out on much on him.
On who?
Mike McDaniel. I don't think like people. I think he's obviously a very creative gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
What's this guy done to show you he can lead this organization successfully? Like what's been the thing
he's had success?
Not a lot.
I mean, like,
not a lot. They've gotten worse.
So
last 2 years,
they have gotten worse. Yes, 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 yes. I'm saying just in general, it hasn't been an epic failure just because it hasn't.
It hasn't been a grand success though either.
But who has? Like, so he's had the same success as the last five coaches you've had.
Yeah, but
he's had more success than the last five coaches.
He's supposed to be an offensive genius, and the offense has gotten very pedestrian.
Yes, and I would say after watching last week's game,
mm-hmm.
I want to say this even more so. I don't think they have faith in who's on the field. I'm not even talking about quarterback. In order to go 2 minute you have to have a lot of people that are on the same page with the offense. And I don't think that that's it. So they try to simplify it. But sometimes when you simplify things and not run the plays that are in your offense that can take advantage of the circumstances that you're playing in, mm-hmm. you're doing everybody a disservice.
Right.
Because now they can't be successful.
Okay, but here's the thing I would say to that. Greer's taken the hit because he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
But also, part of the issue was Mike McDaniel fancied himself a bit of a star whisperer. Mm-hmm. OBJ, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Ramsey.
Mm-hmm.
Two of those, they failed very handsomely,
mm-hmm.
which F's up your roster, and that's why you got to go pick up scraps off the street and get a tight end off the couch. So he gets to completely skate on that? So I just...
No, see, one of the things that happens in these organizations, and just to be clear, up until this point right here, you don't know who's responsible for who. As far as bringing guys in, signing guys, or whatever. You've heard what the guys that he has sure. vouched for and said, yeah, we want him or whatever. Okay? Now, there's only one guy left. And that is, and we still don't know who's responsible for what.
Right, but forget about who's responsible for bringing in.
Mm-hmm.
These guys who were doing whatever they wanted to with him as the coach. They weren't respecting him as the coach.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a problem because that bled into the locker room. That's why they had to get rid of everybody. Jalen Ramsey and him wouldn't play. He didn't want Jalen Ramsey on his team anymore.
Right. But that happens with every team.
Yeah,
we can't sit here and act as if though, even with good teams, even with teams that are having success, this happens. What happens, though, in these situations is when you're not having success, those issues that happen on every team tend to stand out.
Yeah, but they usually stand out with the success being a lot greater, like not getting bounced in the first round and then not making the playoffs back-to-back years,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, like, that cushion's not quite there for you dealing with the dysfunction. You know, the results haven't really been there.
Right.
So that's all I'm saying is just, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like everybody's a little bit, like, scared to move off of this guy because I keep hearing, like, oh, well, the crop of guys aren't there that great. It's like, well, who was this guy before they hired him? Right. You know? Like, right. who was he?
Absolutely.
You know? So I don't think he deserves to keep the gig anymore.
Right.
I think he's burnt it. Unless, like, Quinn Ewers goes out there and looks like mother bleeping Joe Montana these next three games. Like, other than that, like, what's keeping everybody's faith in Mike McDaniel? I'd love to know. I'd love to know. And you know, for people who say, well, Tua's not going to be the quarterback. Dude, that's literally why he has the job. That's his calling card. If you told everybody, hey, what do you know about Mike McDaniel? Oh, he's the guy that got Tua to lead the league in passing. And now it burnt out.
Right.
Everybody caught up to it.
Right.
For whatever reason. But I just, and by the way, also had the best receiver in the league for 2 years, break the record.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm a little flummoxed as to why this guy has every, you know, I get it. Greer was culprit number one.
Right.
Tua was caught up with him. But like, so two factors in it, two guys who were the face of this.
Mm-hmm.
Are gone, but this guy's going to get to skate because why? Because they had a 4-game win streak because they started 1-6 and they got blown out by Cleveland on the, you know. I don't know. I came away very skeptical at the end of last year with him and Chris Greer, and nothing has happened this year that has deterred that.
Right.
Imagine if he didn't have Devon Achan
mm-hmm.
saving his ass, running away from everybody.
Pretty much.
Take a break. Come back. Little 15 minutes of heat, getting you ready for tonight's action. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bum bum. 15 minutes of heat here for you, which is brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. Miami Heat on the road tonight. First of three on the road. They're taking on the Brooklyn Nets. 7-18 on the season. Miami 14-12. A lot of that goodwill record starting to burn away. Five straight losses, 6 out of 7. 7:30 is your tip off from the Barclays Center, which get a lot of Heat fans. They don't really have fans, Nets fans. It's kind of a tourist trap. So, you know, you'll probably hear some Let's Go Heat chants if the Heat are on a good run there today. 6:15 is pre-Heat. Norman Powell looks like he is going to be good to go. I wonder if that changed the line because the Heat were 6.5 this morning. What do we got? Heat 7.5 now. 7.5 tonight with trying to snap the losing streak. They got Boston tomorrow, who was riding pretty high. That's a very, very – outside of the Knicks, though, and the Pistons, it's a very cluttered Eastern Conference right now. But that doesn't change the fact that currently the Miami Heat are still in their kingdom. The Lords of Playinville. So I want to get out of there. I'd like a win tonight, please. Tired of losing.
I mean,
please get this going.
I don't understand. We've had this conversation about them being around the play-in before.
Yep.
And what would you always tell me?
Well, that was when we had playoff Jimmy. Different times now. Gotta get at it. Let's go.
That wasn't the question.
Well, I just told you what I'd tell you. Don't worry about it, baby. We got playoff Jimmy. Mm-hmm. Time will come. Whew, man, I'm seeing.
Mm. Yeah, you still. Mm. You wish you had playoff Jimmy?
Yeah. Do I wish I had?
No, you don't.
Jimmy?
Stop.
Mind.
Is he causing more trouble?
Oh my goodness.
Well, it's just funny.
I'm like, just waiting for him and Draymond to get in a fist fight.
That's happening. There's a lot of frostiness between them because remember they were best of friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then
new car smell, baby.
Now a lot of the media members are like, "Well, Jimmy didn't talk after the last two games."
I'm like, "You're not familiar with his work."
Oh, I'm like, you know, you almost wish like if you guys wanted to use this as a line, like you could. I'll tell you, just you know, let old Tobes know. I could be like a resource for you guys. I'll let you guys know what's going to happen.
No, you wanted him still here.
I did want him here. But you know, sometimes.
Apologize.
No.
That would have been a mistake.
Absolutely not.
You don't admit that would have been a mistake. You don't admit that would have been a mistake.
I don't admit that.
Why not? It would have been a mistake.
What do we use that money for? Get me something that money has worked for, and then I'll admit it was a mistake.
I'm saying if you had Jimmy, your team would be worse.
No.
So you think he'd be playing differently than he is there?
There's like a two-game difference.
No. Come on, dude. You know how Jimmy...
You come on, dude.
You think Jimmy can lead a team?
If he gets me Donovan Mitchell, I'll apologize.
You think...
If he gets me Donovan Mitchell... Then I will apologize.
You think Jimmy Butler can be a star on a basketball team right now?
A star?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he'd be an effective player.
That's not what I asked you. There's a difference between an effective player and a star.
You need guy. I know the cycle of Jimmy Butler.
I know the cycle
of Jimmy Butler.
Minus one.
No.
Minus one.
I'm not going to take it a minus
one. For deflecting. For not answering the damn question. Answer the question.
What is the question?
Minus one.
You think Jimmy Butler can be a star and be a number one on a basketball team today?
Number one is strong. Number one is strong.
But that's what would be required for playoff Jimmy.
Mm.
So, you're saying yes and then saying no in the same sentence.
I mean, it's not a very good roster outside him. It's not all his fault the Warriors are playing well.
Why? I don't understand. I don't understand. I got to give him credit. When you love something, you love it to the end. Because you're making excuses for Jimmy.
Making excuses. I just think that, like, you're like, oh, it would have been a mistake to pay that money. Well, in theory, I agree with that now. I can understand that. I would like to use that money to get something. I mean, the Miami Heat are scared to pay anybody. I bet you they do this with Giannis. This is what's going to happen.
Oh, well, we were going to be in on Giannis, but calf injuries 31. We were a little squeamish about paying him.
I'm just shocked.
Trust me.
I'm shocked that this whole show you've been saying you'd rather take Spider over the Freak.
Man, something about Spider, dude.
In all honesty, dude.
What?
Some of your comments,
mm-hmm.
You have lost your damn mind.
How so?
You are the only one that would take Spider over Giannis.
Well, I mean, Giannis has only one playoff victory since winning the title.
Has Spider even gotten to a conference final?
Not yet.
No. He's never passed the second round.
It's okay.
But you want him.
Well, he's got a bunch of bums around him in Cleveland, you know?
That's
what happens.
Listen, LeBron wasn't winning the championship,
he's playing like one of the best players
in
the league. It's not his fault.
You telling me the same bums that came to your house last year
spanked
and spanked you by 55?
Which he did. He was the leader of all that. And Ty Jerome, strangely.
But you want that over two-time MVP.
Look, I'm not going to sit here and say I don't want Giannis, but I say there are. It's not like he's the perfect player. Why? Because he's the biggest athletic specimen in the league?
You just answered your own question.
What the hell's wrong with you? Dude.
What?
You need to stop being fraudulent.
Maybe there's part of me that's like.
No. There should be absolutely no part of you.
What?
I mean, not even from the little essence of hair you have on your face.
Mm-hmm.
No part of you
mm-hmm.
that should think I would rather have Spider than have Giannis. No part of you.
Why?
None.
Why?
Because then you'll sound like a fool.
He's probably played like a top three guard this year.
That's your peoples. You know them for 10 years. That's your man's in them.
You're treating him like he's Bradley Beal. What's wrong with you?
No, I'm treating Giannis like he's Giannis.
Where is he? Calf strain. He's nervous.
He's doing the same thing.
He's
that
doing what you always ask all superstars to do.
No, he doesn't have the guts to do it. He wants to act like he's making a stink, but he won't do it.
He made 6'11".
No, he hasn't made a stink. You want to make a stink? Give Chris Haynes the leak and tell him that he asked out.
There are classy of ways of making a stink. You know that, right?
You guys, see, here's the thing. You guys get on Jimmy Butler, okay? But at least the guy, when he knows how to break off, he'll break off and do what it takes to get off a team. Giannis Antetokounmpo is pussyfooting around here and being like, "Oh, do I want to leave? I don't want to be the bad guy." You don't want to be in Milwaukee, then leave.
Nah, it's okay to talk about feet.
What? That's what he's doing.
Well, you, when you tell because yeah, if you now he's kidding foot.
If you wouldn't included a foot,
oh my,
we're in trouble.
He's sitting around here. It's nonsense.
He's kitten footing. That's what he's doing.
Am I not allowed to say that?
Yeah, you're allowed to.
I don't know. That's why I said. No, now we talk about feet. Well, no feet.
No
feet.
No feet. We in trouble.
He's just, yes.
All I'm saying is enough with the you're dancing around the issue. Ask out already. Enough.
He did.
When?
The day before.
Did he?
Yes. That's why the whole news came out, and that's why I said he made a great stink act.
So we're
because what he did, he played for Milwaukee. It was a home game. And then he got hurt. You're not gonna boo somebody if they get hurt. So you get carried out. Nice applause. And that's the last time they saw him in a Milwaukee Bucks uniform.
And he still hasn't been traded.
He'll be
traded. Where's my list? Where's my Shams bomb?
He let them know which teams he wants to go
Ridiculous
to.
Ridiculous already.
You're just hoping that Miami's part of the list. Because if you hear Miami's name on the list, you're gonna do a 360 right now.
I don't think we'll be on the list.
But if you're on the list.
That's why I want Spider. We'll be on his list.
How you know you're going to be on Spider's list?
Loves Bam.
So everybody loves Bam.
He got suckered in. Here's what happened with Spider. He got suckered in. He's like, I don't know. I like Cleveland. It's going to be the team. That was Jimmy's team at that point. I don't know if I want to go there.
Why are you talking like Trump?
That's how, what? Curtis. Now,
like,
Jimmy's gone.
Can I just say.
What?
I locked out. I zoned out once you said I would rather have Spider than Giannis.
Am I deflecting because maybe I'm just going by more possibilities?
Perhaps. More possibility. Really? Again.
What? Lieber would be so upset if Spider is part of the Miami Heat. Like, he likes
you'd really
Spider.
Be, yeah, you'd be upset about that?
Yes, because he doesn't like short
guards.
Oh, because
Jay Crawford would be mad?
No.
He doesn't like
that's
short
guards.
That's
not it at all, dude. Like.
They failed him.
Let me ask you a question. With Spider, how you going to get past Orlando?
With buckets.
You know, in the playoffs, you might get buckets five of the nights, four of the nights. But with those Monstars on the other side.
Oh, Monstars. Enough of Franz Wagner.
Why are you looking at me like
get
you want me to go
here,
hit
dude.
Him? Yo, Leroy's
stop acting like you're going against the bad boy Pistons. It's the Orlando Magic. Desmond Bane had one good game. They've won by a couple of rebounds. Get out of here. The teams are samesies right now. They can barely get past Drew
well,
Smith.
What's their record?
I don't know.
And what's your record?
It's not that different.
No?
No.
Okay.
They're 5-11. They're 15-11. The Heat are 14-12.
Leroy's giving me the look. Like
you're acting like they're. You act like the Heat are like out of this vast gulf to go.
No, I did not. I did not say that. I did not say that.
But he doesn't want to hear that.
But let's be clear.
Mm-hmm.
Orlando's always going to be a problem because of their size.
You don't think a backcourt with Norman Powell and Donovan Mitchell with Bam Adebayo and Khalil Ware, you don't think that can do some damage?
No, because
they're going to put the Giants in there and just keep mixing you up. Oh, yeah. Crisscross, up. Let's put some booty in his face.
Okay. The team
because he's short.
Okay. The team that's notorious for putting up a lot of points in the playoffs.
They don't have to.
Really? Where
Orlando,
are their rings?
Wait.
Where are their rings?
Orlando doesn't have to score a boatload of points. They just have to stop you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's had a lot of success for them the last couple of years. Great, great, great formula.
Against
go
you.
Go farther
yeah.
than you.
Fine. That's fine. Good for them. But what's that done for their real success?
Okay.
You act like they've.
You know,
you act,
not,
you act
not,
like that team has smoked
I'm,
the Heat every I'm, single game this year. These have been close games.
Okay. Which, how many have you won?
Zero.
Okay.
But they've been close. Okay. Don't act like it's close. Been like this vast thing. I don't think that the Heat are going to go out and gentlemen sweep the Knicks because they've won two out of three.
No. Okay. That type of team is going to be a problem for this team. You don't agree?
Well, it definitely will if Spo doesn't get his head out of his ass and starts playing Khalil Ware.
You blame Spo now.
Yes!
He's always been blaming Spo for not playing the whole time.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Sits okay. here. You his think, answer for that is two
so,
6 foot
so,
guys.
And you think the solution to that
is by putting two short guards.
Shorter guy.
Dude, come on. This guy is an all world player.
Sure, he is.
An all world
Absolutely.
Player. Get out of here.
Absolutely. But
how
so
tall is
Giannis.
Yeah, okay. He's not coming here, though. Come on, let's grow up. He doesn't want to leave.
But what about
he
Spider?
He doesn't have the stomach for it.
What about Spider? Why are we saying something different for Spotty? Because that's what you want.
He's sick of it.
No, you're saying that because that's what you want.
What do you mean?
Not because of what he wants.
I think he, listen.
You're manipulating the situation to get what you want. Really?
Listen, they failed him.
Wait, how do you know Giannis doesn't want to get out of there?
Because he would have done it already.
And how do you know Spider does?
See that face?
You're impossible.
Did you see the face?
Did you see his face on the bench last night?
Dude, can I tell you? Bless your heart.
Thank you, Ruben.
No, he didn't say. He said, "What did he say? God bless."
God bless those guys.
God bless.
God bless those guys. They really don't know what they're in for. They went down the wrong alley.
Really? I don't think they realize how deep Miami is. Right? Because they're talking about one guy. You're talking about one guy? Look at that. Look at that smile right there.
They got no shot.
Yeah. Somebody, why he got an old man mustache, too?
Somebody leaving in a stretcher.
He got an old man. He got an old man's mustache, too.
Oh, man. Well, you were a good sport today. I'll talk to you.
Chaos. Do it.
We gotta go.
Tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.